the goal of evidence-based policy is to use evidence where it exists and to build it where it doesn't. And I'll give you a couple of examples of how this is actually getting instantiated. So one is this notion of tiered evidence funding, which provides small grants for new ideas worth trying, medium-sized grants to validate promising approaches with a either experimental or quasi-experimental evaluation, and then large grants to scale things up that have not only demonstrated to work but are viewed as cost-effective in terms of the outcome per dollar. So under the Obama administration and with some bipartisan support from the Congress, more funding is being shifted in that direction. So I think the other thing that's important to do is how can you make the federal government and the country and, you know, the world as a whole a learning organization, an organization that is engaging in learning, that is engaging in experimentation, so that 5 or 10 years from now, our understanding of how to solve a particular problem has been advanced. A second one that I would point to is an increased interest in paying for outcomes as opposed to paying for inputs.